at least one catalog of a nursery that says they're, all their seeds are organically produced.
And see, that's stupid. That's stupid.
Why?
I mean, it...
Because everything else is
seed? I mean, if you pick a variety and use control methods for insects and diseases, which might decrease your seed production.
All right.
Then that is not genetically carried through.
Oh, okay.
The actual selection of the variety may be different, but the actual production of the seed of that variety has no, you know, whether you spray it or not, has no bearing on whether or not that's genetically carried through.
We apologize it's just for Jerry's insensitivity, and we'll be working on them. Milton and I will be working on them.
It's just a carryover from this stupid mindset that a lot of people got, you know, that if it's not organic and lovely, that it's just not as good as it should be. But usually the varieties we recommend are hybrids. And now we can talk to your lady, the Farmer's Almanac lady, and that,
yeah,
I'm sure she knows some
organic seed.
Organically seed produced deal. And you know, not all organics are good, Milton.
In fact,
in the 16th and 17th centuries, before commercial fertilizer was invented, large ships of manure was transported by ship. It was shipped in dry bundles because in the dry form it weighed a lot less than when wet. See, we even knew that.
Yeah.
Right? But once water hit it at sea, it not only became heavier, but in the process of fermentation began. When the process of fermentation began, a byproduct occurred, which is methane gas.
Uh-huh.
Flatulent. Yeah. It started flatulating.
Well, they could have used it. They could have used it for their engines.
There you go.
It didn't take long for the methane to build up below decks, and the first time someone came below at night with a lantern, see, that's the only lights they had back in those days. Ba-boom!
That must have been quite a surprise.
Several ships were destroyed in this manner before someone figured out what was happening. Someone lived to tell the
story. Yeah, apparently so. So I went down there with a lantern, and boom!
Once they determined the role that manure played in the explosions, everybody began stamping the bundles with the term ship high in transit. In other words, put it high on the ship. So to transport it, Milton, and so that's why it wouldn't get wet. You see what I mean? Ship high in transit.
Yeah.
So the sailors would know to store it high enough off the lower deck so that any water that came into the hold would not touch this volatile cargo and start the production of methane. Thus evolved the term SHIT. And it's come down through the centuries and is in use this very day. And that's kind of what I think of this organic seed thing.
I see.